city by the God's holy word. A lamp to my feet, a light to my path, its words will hide my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whom kingdom stands. One Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Again, remind you to pray for Randy. He's in the hospital again with pneumonia.
Yes.
Do pray for Kenna. She's got a fever. Okay. Prayer list: Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Buck, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine France, Glass Keegan, Children's Home in India, Randy Winstead, Christy, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luann family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Eagle, Bill Gisby, Devin Pahe, Jimmy Walker, Judith, Morgan Little, Rosa Buck, Jacob Ruiz, Lucy Chapman, Ernie Buck, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Preacher Danny Black, Sidney and Rachel Hale, Conley family, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Brandy McCory, Randy Longman, Sherry's dad and sister, Mary Brown, Scotty, Kim Walker, Helen Shook, Jacob Banner, Chris Crawley, Glenn Reed, Darius Moser, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Christine Hensley, Bill and Patsy Penley. How's her Patsy was in the hospital. How's she doing?
Nobody said anything today, so I guess she's still the same. Okay. It's kind of, the prayer request today was a little bit different, I guess. There's a lot of talk about the stuff going up on in the mountains, so.
Okay. All right. Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stillwell, Preacher Dwight Loman, Mike Cage, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Billy Knupp, and the family at a certain daycare center needs prayers. So keep in mind, anything need to be taken away or added?
You can probably take off the Conley family. I mean, I guess I'll never not be prayer. They're the ones that their little boy got killed by that tree, you know. But they've moved out of the area, and as far as I know, nobody around knows anything about them anymore as far as, you know, what's going on or how they're doing.
Okay.
But, I don't know her last name, but Christina's mom was asking if we would pray for her friend Margaret. They've been friends their whole lives, and back in May, her and a bunch of people in her family got some kind of virus, and it did something to Margaret. Her family has a history of various mental illnesses, and it's almost like that virus triggered that, because she, like, all of a sudden she didn't know who she was or where she was. She's been in a home, you know. It took Christina's mom a while to track her down because, I guess her family didn't know how to get a hold of her, and she didn't know how to get a hold of the family. But she finally found her, and she just, you know, she doesn't understand what's going on. She don't know why she's there. She don't know how she got there. And because of her not knowing anything, you know, the paranoia has set in. She thinks all the people at the home are trying to kill her, and, you know, just outlandish stuff. Like she said, they took her out on a boat one night or something, you know what I mean? So, and she just doesn't really, yeah, she calls her on the phone and goes to see her, but she's just talking about how heartbreaking it is to see her like that. And so she's asking if we can pray for her. so Margaret is all known.
And it started from a virus, didn't it?
Yeah, as best Christina's mom can tell, that's what the doctors think, is that, you know, there's already that genetic tendency toward that there.
I've heard of that before. There was somebody else I heard that happening to. They got a virus, and the next thing they know, there was basically almost a vegetable.
Yeah, and Margaret's not quite like that. I mean, I think she can, you know, bear the back there and stuff like that. She just has no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Anybody got anything on your heart tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me. I had therapy Friday. And I hope once I go on the stage this Tuesday, I might get used to, you know, being on stage.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something, Rick. I think you're going to do good.
Yep.
I got confidence in you. Now, man.
Okay.
All right.
Amen.
I think you're going to do great. We'll be praying for you.
Helping you believe that she wasn't really getting better, but the doctor switched her antibiotic and it seems to be really, really helping her. So I really thank the Lord for working that out. And like I said, Shane Gary this morning, you know, I know, you know, the doctor was the one to call in the antibiotic, but the Lord was the one giving him sense to do it. He's a good godly man. I believe he'd give God the credit if he was standing here. So appreciate God giving us such a doctor that's got some wisdom, but has his trust in the Lord. And do pray if you would for Christina's mom as she goes home Tuesday. Actually, she flew in because she's been having troubles and dizziness, and she was scared to try to drive. She was afraid she'd be getting going up the road, you know, kind of lose her balance while she was driving. So just pray for her to get her back safe in Cincinnati on Tuesday.
I just wanted to say, Lord, for saying and thanking him for being his eyes tonight. No way that I would be able to remember.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Page 235.
All of for saving me. For letting me be in his house this afternoon. For being so good to me. Y el español va a ir en pride. Caring no my Lord was crucified. Knowing of he was for me, he died on Calvary. Mercy there was great, grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me.
The war, all of them.
To the old rocky cradle.
I can't remember it. I'll just skip the last verse. I remember that one.
That's cute.
Sorry, y'all.
There's a dent in the mirror on that long black train.
Turn your Bibles back to 1 Kings tonight. 1 Kings chapter 3. I'm going to pick up all of it out. Decisions. Jesus, you know, taught in the Gospels, you know, about, you know, they have ears, but they hear, but they don't understand.
Yeah.
Plus, we're living in a world like that today.
Yeah.
Where they have ears and they hear, but they don't understand. They have eyes, but they don't understand what it is that they're seeing.
Yeah.
And you know, like I told you in Sunday school this morning, that was part of my problem. I was seeing what God was doing. I was seeing the blessings that God's doing in my life, but I wasn't understanding the I'm looking for the right word. You know, the full extent of what that blessing really was. How far that blessing was really reaching. It wasn't just me. It was the people that I was around that was also receiving a blessing. I was seeing my blessing, but I wasn't seeing how my blessing was blessing me. And, you know, here, you know, I see a leader, a king, a young man who is not only wanting for himself, but he is putting his people kindly before himself. Because what he is asking for is to be a true God-sent leader. To be someone who could, you know, folks, the Lord has really today played that word understanding on my heart. Because, you know, sometimes we think we understand what somebody's going through when we really don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
We might have some clue of what they're going through. But we don't know the full extent. In other words, it goes back to that old proverb from the Indians.
Yeah.
You know, don't judge a man till you walk a mile in his moccasins.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes I believe that even with the truest of contents of our heart, we want to understand. We try to understand.
Yes.
But you know, until you're in that situation, your own self,
yeah,
you cannot fully understand.
Right.
And what I think King Solomon's wanting the Lord to do is to give him that understanding.
Yeah.
When there is somebody coming, and we will see it in verse 16, next Sunday morning I'm going to be in 16. And we will see how King Solomon, when he got what he asked for, the Lord gives him this, you know, this understanding heart, this being able to discern between good and bad. We'll see how well that works out for him in that story. Because I think it's the perfect story to go to. It's in the right chapter.
Yeah.
It's in the right place.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, understanding sometimes is a hard thing to do.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I do pray that the Lord will give me an understanding heart for the job that He has given me to do. As your pastor.
Yeah.
As going out into the community, working and helping people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To understand that, you know, what I might look at and think is a little thing, to them it is a big deal.
Amen.
It's a big deal. You know, if you've got water going somewhere it shouldn't be going, to you that is a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Then, you know, a couple, about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, Christy comes to me, I hear something going on in that little room back there that we can't get into. And sure enough, I opened the panel up. Hot water going everywhere.
Yep.
And what I seen, it hadn't been just a few minutes either. It was weeks. And after I seen my power bill, uh-huh, I knew it was a long time. And when I went and talked to the folks at the City of Maiden, they confirmed that I did it. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
They confirmed it with dollar signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, to me that was a big deal. To the power company, it was a blessing.
Yeah.
To the town of Maiden, it was probably a blessing.
Yeah.
You know, they'd make more money.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't sometimes understand. We don't. We don't fully understand. We want to.
Yeah.
We try to. But sometimes it's just not within our grasp. And I pray that the Lord will open my heart to be able to understand the importance when people talk to me, how important. I mean, think about it. But I want you to think about something just for a minute. If somebody is willing to open up to you and tell you things that they normally wouldn't tell anyone else, where does that put you? That puts you or I in a place where that person has got, you know, they can relax in the fact of saying what they're saying without having to worry about it. Or are they putting confidence in you to be able to help them to understand what it is that they're going through? And thus we shouldn't take that lightly. And I have a fear that in my past, I have done that. I'm not fully appreciating the fact that God revealed to those people that they could talk to me and I would listen and fully appreciate what it is that they're telling me and have a desire to want to have a heart that can understand what they're trying to say. And church, as Christians, we need to have that understanding heart.
Yeah.
We need to have that desire, that zeal in our hearts, in our lives, to want to make a difference in someone else's life. Are we always going to have the answers? No. Sometimes us having the answer is not what's important. It's the fact that we listen and we care.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
And I'm ashamed to say that I have fell short in that. And I'm probably not the only one in here that has.
Right.
To be truth be told. Folks, I told you this morning, this world has not changed. This earth has not changed. It's
right.
The same as it always has been.
Yeah.
It may look a little different.
Right.
But in essence, the world is the same as it's always been.
Yeah.
God hasn't changed.
Right. Yeah.
Time hasn't changed.
No.
The only thing that's changed is mankind.
Yep.
And that's, I'm going to tell you something. I think, as Christians, I think it is time for us to make a change.
We need to be asking God for a understanding heart.
Yeah.
And to be able to distinguish right from wrong.
Yeah.
Amen.
And stand on that principle.
Amen.
Amen.
This is right. This is wrong. This I do not understand, but I'm going to ask God and pray that He helps me understand what it is that my brother or sister in Christ is going through, that I can help them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Church, we need that.
Amen.
We need that bad. I mean, I know that the only one that can really understand and truly understand what a person's going through is God.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't understand half the stuff I'm going through.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
Amen.
But God does.
Yeah.
He does. He understands what it is. And you say, preacher, why are you asking for something, an understanding heart? Because I want to be there and to help people in the time that they need help.
Yeah.
I want that. I want it with all my heart. I want to be able to make a difference in people's lives. It doesn't matter whether it's fixing a light switch or, you know, painting a wall. Them things as well. Those things as well as things that we can do for people to help. You know, I mentioned this morning, you know, it just ain't feeding the sheep and protecting them. It's being there in a time of need, regardless of what that need is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like the woman I worked for yesterday. You know, she was upset. She had a problem. And she's hoping that I can solve her problem. You know what? I hope I can solve her problem.
Amen.
You know, I kept telling her, you know, I understand what you're talking about your work. I understand how it is that you have this concern. Because I got the same problem at home. I mean, my house is straddling a ditch.
Yeah.
You look underneath me, crawl up under and look when it rains, but it's a river under there.
Yep.
And I've been thinking for months how I can fix this and do it to where, you know, me and Christy won't have no problems with it.
Yeah.
I've come up with several ideas. To have an understanding of what she's going through, I somewhat have that understanding, but not completely. Because, you know, even though I have an understanding of my house, I don't have the full understanding of hers.
Right.
What she has done in the past to try to solve the problems that ain't worked. How it gets discouraging.
Yeah.
As you work to do something and it don't seem to help. You know, I get discouraged. I can understand her getting discouraged.
Yep.
But not fully, because I'm not in her shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest with you,
I ain't sitting down on the front porch yet and started crying because the water's running under the house. Been that way since 1984. But you know, there may come a time when I sit down on the porch and Christy and you just cry, say, I don't know what else to do. I've got more pipes under there than the city of Hickory's got run for water. And it still goes.
Yep.
Still muddy under there. But folks, understanding sometimes ain't as easy as what we think it is. But you know what? I'm just going to ask the Lord to help me understand. Because I want to understand. I have that need to want to heal. And God has made it where I can. And I will. As long as I can. Don't know how long this old body's going to hold out, but we're going to do as long as we can. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, man. I didn't even get started, did I? Okay. Let's do this. I'm going to read 10. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked of this thing. It pleased God. God got a blessing out of Solomon asking this thing. Now, listening up, we'll get on into the rest of it where he, you know, God points out things to Solomon that he didn't ask for, and, you know, in the end, he got more than just understanding heart and, you know, being able to discern between good and evil. Or good and bad. It says good and bad. But you know, the thing about it is, I want you to keep in mind that Solomon didn't even ask for this understanding for himself.
Right.
He was asking for it for his people.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. For his people. He wanted to be able to make the right choices. He wanted to be able to give the right advice.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
And that's what we need in our lives, church. That's what the church needs.
Amen.
To have a compassion on people, to be patient, and to try our best to understand truly what it is that they're going through. You know, folks, I can stand up here and tell you all day long what I'm going through, but for you to know exactly what it is, to understand it, would be harder. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Okay.